Have you ever asked God for help and promised something in return, only to forget about it once life improved? If this is you, today's story offers a sobering reminder. God does not forget our promises. Stay tuned. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And before we dive in, I want to let you know that we have a wonderful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith. You can find a link in the description below. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story is sourced from the book Stories of Padre Pio by Madame Catarina Tangari, a biographer and spiritual daughter of Padre Pio. It's a story of a miraculous healing, but even more, as you'll see, it is a story about the importance of keeping the promises we make to God. Listen to this. As was customary in many parishes, during Lent, a priest would go from house to house blessing families in preparation for Easter. On one such visit, the chaplain who came to bless Madame Catarina's home asked if she would recommend to Padre Pio's prayers a nephew who was gravely ill. "He is barely 18 years old," the priest explained. "He has bronchial pneumonia. The family is desperate. There is very little hope. Only prayer can help him now. Above all, Padre Pio's prayer. Ask Padre Pio that the boy may not die and that the illness may leave no trace." Madame Tangari replied that she could do nothing. It would be impossible for her to travel to San Giovanni Rotondo in the coming days. After the chaplain left, she intended to return immediately to her work. But she paused and looked around her home. It appeared especially beautiful after the blessing, filled with peace, order, and that quiet joy that is so often the fruit of grace. Everything seemed more radiant than before. The flowers, the small details, the harmony of the household. And in the midst of this peace, a thought struck her. "Am I really unable to do anything for this suffering family?" She did not know the family. She did not know their surname, the address, or even the sick boy's name. But what did all that matter? Someone was suffering, and she had come to know of that suffering. That alone was enough to move her to act. At first, she did not know how. So she lit a candle before an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and offered it for the family. From her own experience, she knew how efficacious such small acts of faith can sometimes be. Later that afternoon, Madame Tangari went to church. Remembering advice Padre Pio had once given her in confession during a difficult period, she began a triduum of prayer before the tabernacle. On the third day, Friday of Passion Week, an unexpected opportunity arose. Madame Tangari found out she could go to San Giovanni Rotondo after all. There, she personally recommended the sick boy and his family to Padre Pio. "Let them consecrate the house and the family to the Sacred Heart of Jesus," Padre Pio said with his usual simplicity. When Madame Tangari later passed this advice to the chaplain, he responded with surprise, "You couldn't have told me anything better, madam." He then explained, "Years earlier, when his brother's family had been without a home and in great distress, they had made a vow. As soon as they found a suitable house, it would be consecrated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In their initial fervor, they had even purchased an image before which the consecration would take place. Soon afterward, a beautiful home was found, far beyond their expectations. But the vow was never fulfilled. The image of the Sacred Heart was set aside in some forgotten place, and the consecration postponed again and again. From time to time, the chaplain reminded his brother of the promise, but the answer was always the same. There were many other things to do. Thus, The years passed until that painful trial came, one that would finally lead to the fulfillment of the forgotten vow. During Holy Week, following Padre Pio's advice, the chaplain solemnly consecrated his brother's home and family to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. From that very day, the young man's recovery began, a healing that was complete, leaving no trace of the illness behind. Madame Tangari concludes with these words: Padre Pio teaches us to walk simply and naturally in the realm of the supernatural. Everything he does is rooted in Jesus Christ, and that is why it is so efficacious. Even from afar, he becomes an instrument of God's grace. And through his guidance, we too are invited, at times, to become small instruments of God's providence and mercy. And with that, we conclude today's story, wishing you all a blessed solemnity of the Sacred Heart. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. We also have a beautiful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith, so feel free to check it out. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.